strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for March 24th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Isaiah. How you doing, Isaiah?
I'm good, Taryn. How are you doing this fine morning?
I'm doing well. Excited to be here, ready to talk about everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 9 live feeds. It was day 25 in the house, and there was a little bit of flippiness going on.
I'm not really surprised. Usually this has been the season of flips and messes and turnover. So no, nothing really surprises me to this point. And I'm just ready to talk about it.
All right. Well, let's get into it. So the night before yesterday, there was a party. The feeds were down for all of it, of course. Apparently, I don't know, there might have been something that went down between Austin and Kyle, you know, I'm sure there was plenty of throuple business happening that is still in action. I know a lot of people are talking about, like, oh, it seems like Ty is kind of backing out of it, but Ty is still involved in the throuple, guys. He's not the main player anymore. It was kind of like Ty was the main player and Jed was the side player, and now they've kind of reversed the roles. But the throuple is still in business.
Yeah, there is just, you know, the way it's set up, Jed is just the main piece and Ty is now the side piece. So, I mean, take it as you will, but the throuple is still going strong.
Yes. I think they all, you know, they all went hard. They were all kind of feeling it a little bit, I guess, in the morning. But that's basically it. I mean, what more can you really talk about when we don't know what happened? Beth and Ty did have a conversation early in the morning, and this is really what started to spark the whole day, or at least part of it. First of all, they discussed that they don't really want to win the next HOH. It's too early, guy. Too early for one of us to win HOH in the throuple here. We need to let other people win HOHs.
I don't think that this is the right call here. I mean, it's still so early. This house is so unstable. Nothing's really solidified. That's the last thing that people should be wanting to do is throwing these HOHs. Like, unless you're in the middle, like the Tina and Tara, like, you should be wanting to win all the HOHs at this point.
Yeah. And I feel like it's the same. I feel like it's the same thing every week. Where Ty's like, yeah, I don't even know who I would put up other than Austin. It's like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
There's a perfectly good Brayden right there. Later in the day, he's going to be like, maybe Austin, Vic would be good people. Why are you so reluctant to put people on this is the game. This is what you do.
I think that these people are just kind of starting to slowly lose their minds since they're just in the house, like, away from society for so long. And they're just like, I don't know. There's just a lot of paranoia. A lot of people like, huh, this is the smart move to do, but let me actively do the opposite of what I should be doing. I don't know. I don't get the logic here.
Yeah. Well, Beth says, well, part of me wants to send Austin out this week. If we send Austin out this week, then because I agree, Austin is the target. Why don't we send her out this week? He's like, you know what? I've always felt she's more dangerous than Kyle. I'd be down. Beth says, yeah. And that way, if we send out Austin, boom, easy nominations next week. Kyle and Roe. Simple. It's like, why is this a motivation? Like, come on.
Like, there's an obvious, if you're worried about Kyle and Ro, just take care of it this week, and then you can worry about the other duos next week. Like, why are you juggling the dice? Like, God forbid that one of them win HOH next week. I mean, you know, I don't get it.
Mm-hmm. So we we're in this this spot here where Beth and Ty are talking about this this, you know, well, what could we do? Could we do something? And Kiefer is going to join them. They're going to talk to Kiefer about it. And they bring up the idea, like, what if we got rid of Austin? And Kiefer says that he's been told that he apparently told Austin that Jed and Beth threw the veto to Kyle and Roe, which is ridiculous. He never said that to Austin, which is true. He didn't ever say that to Austin, as far as I'm aware. I don't think he even knows or believes that Jed and Beth threw the veto to Kyle and Roe. And Beth says, oh yeah, Austin said that to me, that I think that she thought that perhaps that Beth and Jed maybe threw the veto, but maybe not that Kiefer is the one that told her, or maybe she did say that Kiefer is the one that told her, but I have to imagine that the people that told her were Kyle and Roe, because Kyle and Roe were the people that knew, and Kiefer did not know. But for some reason, this all got messed around with and confused, and Kiefer is apparently the source of this information, and that is very annoying to Kiefer. He's like, what is Austin doing? Is she trying to cause dissension between us? Maybe we should take her out.
I remember wasn't even threatening to call it like a house meeting at one point during this as well.
He was very annoyed. It's like, what is going on?
Yeah, it's a lot of he said, she said, a lot of people just like blowing things out of proportion. I don't know. Like what, Tara, what would you do in this situation?
I mean, if I'm hearing this I would just go to Austin, really. And I'd be like, hey, I'm hearing that you said that I said this, like, what's going on? Cause the thing about the Big Brother house is that if you take people's word for it all the time, you're gonna lose out. You can't always fact check, as we learned in Big Brother 22, but yes. In this kind of situation, especially when there's not any real overarching structure here, and the fact that you know, Austin's on the block, could be sent home, like it's not like this is going to turn out bad for you. I think Austin would appreciate the fact that you're fact checking with her rather than be upset. And there wasn't anybody in the conversation who was like, don't fact check this, because they all thought it was real. It wasn't fake or anything. So I think in this case, it's easy to just go talk to her. And I do believe that he did go and talk to her. And I think they cleared up at least a little bit of it, which definitely helped Austin's case a little bit later on in the day. But for now, Ty and Beth are open to this idea. Kiefer, who was very firm on Kyle leaving, is also open to this idea, in part because he is now annoyed at Austin. The feeds are also going to go down for Roe to receive the Skip the Dishes reward. And that also could have had some kind of influence on Kiefer, in terms of, hey, Canada likes Roe. That's a choice. Okay. Later in the night, he's going to say that, you know what? He may be the villain. And that's okay. He's accepted it. But clearly it's something that had been going around in his mind all day, and perhaps also was part of the motivation behind the contemplation of maybe we should take out Austin.
Public perception has always been like a factor with the people who are in the house. Nobody wants to be seen as the villain taking out like the fan favorite and coming out and everyone just like hates you or something. So, I mean, I can see where that worries Kiefer a little bit.
Yeah. So there it is. Kiefer open to it. Ty and Beth, who always wanted Austin out over Kyle, now are kind of pushing it. But again, the feeds go down for a while. By the time they come back up, we see that there's a little bit of a debate that's gone on, discussing a potential flip. And it seems like it's mostly been shot down at this point, that Kiefer's gut is telling him no right now, but he's still open to the idea. He's going to continue to bring it up to people. So it's clearly something that he's continuing to think about, but it seems like they're not going to commit to the idea of a flip, which, again, this is classic Sunsetters here, that they're like, should we? Let's think about it. Let's talk to people about it. Nah. But maybe. But nah. But you what know, if? Nah.
like I don't know. Maybe if they just commit to something or just like have a conversation on like, what should we do today? You know, like, but instead they just keep thinking about doing certain plans. They're like inching to it. And then they're just like, you know what? Let me fall back. I changed my mind. Let me just go play chess or something. I don't know. Like if you guys are going to be there for the game, just do it. Like if you have a plan, if you feel strongly about it, just do it. But they're just like second guessing their decisions. At least like 10,000 times a day. So yeah.
Yeah. Kiefer's gonna talk to Tina and he's gonna bring up the idea like, what, you know, I've been thinking about, like, what if we did consider the idea of taking out Austin, and it's just like, what are you doing? Because why are you telling so many people? Austin is like, look, Austin was already after Kiefer, but there's a lot of push for Austin to go after Ty and Jed instead of Kiefer. If Austin knows that Kiefer was running around talking about a potential flip all day, then she's going to be even more like, I can't believe this guy. I need to get him out. He's a threat to my game, Ty and Jed, whatever. So he's going to bring it up to Tina. Tina is going to do Tina. And that is, she's going to do the subtle push for Kyle to stay, which I do not agree with. For Tina's game, but she wants it to happen. And so she's kind of like giving him reasons here and there. Anytime he brings up a counter argument, she has like a subtle kind of like, but, but he's still reluctant. He's still like, he's got the idea in his head, but he's still reluctant to actually go through with it. And I think, again, that's in part because Tina is not his real ally. She is the secondary ally. The real allies are Ty, Jed, and Beth. And he already talked with them, and they've already kind of turned it down for now. He's just still exploring options. And so even if Tina has a feeling or, you know, has, you know, an argument in one direction, he's not going to fully buy into it until he confirms with the rest of the crew. And so this conversation doesn't really flip Kiefer one way or the other, but it does go toward Tina saying, look, Tina, I still see you as a sunsetter, which I think again speaks volumes in terms of where his true loyalties lie, where he's like, I still see you. If you have to say it like that,
mm-hmm.
then it's not very meaningful, right?
Like I always thought going into this week, I was like, if someone like Kiefer wins HOH, he's going to be like that guy who's going to be diehard sunsetters. He's going to try to almost be like the glue to keep a lot of this foundation together. I think we even saw this with like BBUS, where like certain people will want to stray away from stuff like the committee. But then there will always be like that Memphis HOH that like, you know, let's come back. Let's keep this here. So, I mean, you know, I think Kiefer's HOH is definitely doing that to a degree. And I will say in regards to who he's targeting, like, I'm a little confused why he's straying away from like the Kyle side of things, because they did just like have an argument last week where he literally told him to his face, like, I don't care about you. Like, we're done in this house. So, I mean, I guess I see where the sudden flip to Austin is coming from, but you would think that he would stick to the whole Kyle thing after all that happened, right?
Yeah. I mean, you would think, but this whole like Austin is literally just like, sitting there with Brayden, like, hey guys.
Well, that's so threatening, right?
I know. And she's become this massive threat, bigger threat than Kyle. Take out Austin. We got to get her now. And
she's a mastermind.
Yeah, it's a little silly, but yeah, I'm Kiefer says to Tina, I still see you as a sunsetter, which to me is like, if somebody said to me, look, I still see you as a podcaster, I'd be like, what do you mean? What? So you don't really see me as a podcaster, huh? Like, why else would you say that? You don't listen to my stuff anymore, I guess, right? Like, that's what you're saying? She's like, oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. Kiefer tells Tina, she's like, I've heard that if Austin or Braden win HOH, they're putting you and Tara up. And this has been going around. He says that this information came from Beth, that Beth apparently was told that was what was going to happen. And Tina's kind of like, oh, I already knew that information. I thought that Tina and Tara like didn't buy this because it's so obviously fake. But I think they did buy it. And I think that's part of why they want to keep Kyle over Austin, because they just don't trust they just don't trust Austin. They think that maybe she's secretly betraying them for no reason. But Tina's going to do a little bit of investigating later and maybe hopefully have a slightly better idea of what the truth is. But they also talk about how we need to be careful of what we tell Vic as well, because she's spilling everything to Jed and Ty. She's just like all about Jed and Ty.
Yeah, she's completely I'm not going to call her completely Team Sunsetter, but she's leaning towards there now. So and I was going to say, I mean, if they put two and two together, who is Austin's numbers going to be other than Braden?
Tina and Tara are her numbers at this point. Like,
yeah,
there's right? No like, reason Austin would put Tina and Tara on the block.
it's common sense to me. But hey, look, I'm not in the house, so I can't, I can't force or I can't pretend that like I know what they're thinking. I don't know what their perception is, but it just like, I don't know, just seeing who hangs out with who, it doesn't make sense that Austin could be any real threat when it comes to gathering numbers.
Mm-hmm. So Kiefer is also going to go and talk to Victoria about this potential flip. Vic says she would like to see Austin go. She'd be down for the flip, I guess. But these flips. That's what Toya does.
Because Latoya is gonna flip it.
Toya is a flipper. I'm not a flipper. I'm not. Let's not cause too much. We're lying low. We're lying low,
free.
Right? This is the week to lie low. And so they both agree. It's a great way of showing loyalty to Jed and Ty if they take out Kyle for them. It's a good way of showing their loyalty. And if Tina and Tara would like for Austin to go, they can do it themselves. That's what Victoria feels. And she would love to get to the final five. Or they both love to get to the final five with the thruple.
For now, yeah. Like I don't have stock in Victoria staying with one plan for too long. But yeah, Victoria doing Victoria things. Latoya staying rent free in everyone's mind. You know what's new?
Yes, Victoria's going to be doing a lot. Definitely not lying low. She's going to be doing a lot today. It can be hard to interpret exactly what the intent is. I believe that the intent of what Victoria is doing is she's trying to get closer to Jed and Ty. I think that ultimately her goal seems to be, I think this final five is real. I think she wants to get to the final five with the thruple, and she does not want Tina and Tara to be in with the thruple. She wants to be in with the thruple. And so I think that's where she's going with this next conversation, which is where she talks to Tina and Tara and says, I agree. I think Austin should go. You guys should talk to Kiefer about that. I would love to see Austin. I think if it would be great for Kyle and Roe to take a shot at the guys, don't you guys think? So I think she's trying to sort of like get Tina and Tara to like, I think she saw that Kiefer was a little bit like, all right, let me back up just a little bit, because Tara is running around and there's more of this. There's better examples of this later on. So I had it later on, but it kind of informs, I think, what Victoria is doing. Tara is already on board with the Austin flip, right? She's already been running around trying to talk to people about the Austin flip. Tina is already, had already kind of pushed Kiefer. So when Vic says to Kiefer, like, oh, if Tina and Tara want Austin out, they can do it themselves. I think she sort of saw that he was frustrated with them trying to get this to flip. And so I think she went and tried to encourage Tina and Tara to push for the flip even harder, because she saw that that could maybe dislodge Tina and Tara from the Sunsetters, and that she could cozy in. Right. That's probably the most generous way I can interpret Victoria's actions in terms of a strategic forethought. Right. And so I think that may have been why she goes to Tina and Tara and goes, ah, I'm all on board on the flip on Austin train. Let's go. Wouldn't it be great if Kyle and Roe took a shot at Jed and Ty. I'm all about it. Now, does she need to be doing this? Definitely not. Is this absolutely exposing her position and running back and forth? And by telling Tina and Tara this, she will surely, they will say that Vic is on board and that is what happened. And then it's very confusing. Like, what is Vic doing? Why is she saying one thing to one person and another thing to another person? Absolutely. But I do think the intent here was to get Tara and Tina to keep pushing for the flip, which did happen, and it did cause more rift with Kiefer, but only because Tara is a moron. I don't know what else to say. I don't know how else to say it. What is she doing, Isaiah? Who is Tara?
I don't know. I see she was giving me like a glimmer of hope last week, but I've been very confused with Tara as well. Like, I think she just runs around and says like the first thing that comes to her mind, and then she just runs with it. I do think that this is also because it seems like Tara and Tina, at least at this point, like their strategy has been like, I'm going to work with whoever's the HOH this week and continue with that. That's why you see people like Austin and Kiefer and Victoria feel so close with them. So it's like, since they do that, Tara doesn't really think, and if she doesn't have that Tina to like balance game talk with, then I don't really know if she knows what to do on her own. So it's very random, very sporadic, and a little bit confusing.
Yeah, Tara is, I mean, she, look, when Tara comes on the screen and she starts having one of her talks, I'm just like, oh, God. And I look away, because look, she just talks and talks and talks, and she's just, I mean, we talked about it on the roundtable. She's in this great spot, and she's constantly blowing it up for no reason. And let's continue to give the examples to provide context here. Tina and Tara go to Ro and they let him know that Vic is on board for the flip. And Ro is like, ooh, slow down. You think Vic is on board for the flip and that we just need to convince Kiefer and then we can break that's not what's going to happen. Kiefer's not going to go against the guys. So unless the guys are on board, this is fake. You guys might be getting set up here. And if you're believing that Austin is coming for you, that's a lie. Austin's going for the guys. And maybe what's happening here is that the guys are trying to set you up so that you go against Austin and to get Austin to go after you and you to go after Austin and not after them. And they're like, oh, well, I mean, but we're going to still try. I mean, we're going to go to Kiefer and we're going to see what's going to happen. He's like, I mean, okay. And this is when he talks to the cameras and he's like, I just don't trust this. I don't think this can happen. Last night during the roundtable, there were a lot of people that interpreted this camera talk as Ro not wanting the flip to happen, not wanting Kyle to stay. But upon further investigation from myself, I do not believe that is the case. I think that he was just kind of skeptical of the idea. Would definitely be open to a flip if it was real.
Yeah. And just to go back to the Tara thing, she does do this thing where like she interrupts everyone during like the conversations and all that. And I don't know if she's seen the show before she came in, but like I've if you want to play the middle effectively, you just kind of like shut up and let people talk and then just agree with everything. And you don't really need to like establish like what side you're on. Like she wants to win these HOHs. She wants to be very chaotic. She wants to do a lot of stuff. And what my fear is that she's going to blow up Tina's spot with her. And I just don't want Tina to be a sinking ship with Tara. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
So Tara is going to talk to Ty, and this is really, I think, the biggest issue with Tara. And the reason that I insulted her in the game, which is that, she has like, there's been a thing here with Tara and Ty and Jed, I think, since the start of the game. I mean, from the very beginning, it was like, what up, Jed? I said, put up Jed. She's always hated Jed now. And then she talked to Ty about it. And she said the reason was that Jed insulted her, said that she looked like a 13-year-old boy, which I'm assuming happened and is incredibly inappropriate for Jed to say. However, there's been a very sort of consistent treatment of Ty and Jed and the way that she talks about them. That makes me feel very uncomfortable. The way that she has conversations with them is just very like she there's a weird obsession here, Isaiah.
Someone said this in the comments, and I agree with them that she reminds me of Christmas a little bit.
Yes,
yeah, I can see the comparison.
Christmas vibes.
100%. Like she's, I don't know. It's just weird. There's something off there, game wise, obviously, but there's something not there that it just comes off weird.
Mm-hmm. So, and she's just like, so she has like every conversation too. Every conversation she has with Jed or Ty is so uncomfortable. Like, it's just like, just have a normal conversation. What's going on? She says that, hey, Ty, Vic wants to flip this vote. And I agree. I think we should flip this vote. And so she starts strong. And again, like, I think any other person having this conversation, Vic easily takes the fall for this because she's running back and forth. But Tara goes from Vic wants this to this needs to happen, Ty. This needs to happen. It's the only way forward. It's best for everyone. And Ty is just kind of like, I mean, I'm down, but look, I'm going to do what Kiefer wants. Whatever Kiefer wants, we're good. We're good to go. You can watch. I don't know if this is a clipped conversation, but just watch. If you need to know what I'm talking about, watch a conversation between Tara and either Ty or Jed, and then you'll be like, oh, yeah, I see.
Yeah, I actually think the worst thing that could happen for Tara is her actually winning an HOH at this point, because seeing how she operates when she's not the HOH is very, it worries me. And I think, do you think that Tina would jump ship if Tara just like actively blew up her game in a situation like that?
I have to imagine she would. I mean, by the end of the night, we'll get there. She's like, I'm sorry for Tara. I think she's... She's on slop, like. So I don't know. We'll see. But Tara talks to Ty about flipping this vote, And Tara does a really good job of convincing Ty that Kyle should absolutely not stay, that the vote should definitely not flip. She has the complete opposite result as a Ty, who was initially like, yeah, let's do this. I always thought Austin was more dangerous, is now firmly on board the no, screw that. Kyle's got to go. Austin needs to stay.
Like we said earlier, this house doesn't stick to one plan. They just flip flop. So like I said earlier, nothing surprised me with this house. They're very random.
Well, he talks to Jed. He's like, Tara just talked to me for a half hour, talking down to me. And she was pushing so hard for Kyle to stay. I was really put off by that. And Jed's like, screw that. If they want to go after Austin, they can do it themselves. Yeah. They clearly aren't going to go after Kyle, because they want Kyle to stay so bad. So, it's imperative that we get rid of Kyle and keep Austin for them to go after. If Kyle goes, then, boom, everyone still has easy targets. Austin, Vic, easy.
Well, I mean, because the weird thing about this is that Tara's annoying people to save Kyle, basically basically she's annoying people to the point where people are going to say, save Kyle. But then you have the Rohan issue where he's basically putting in work to help people evict Kyle. So it's like people going with certain intention and then just the opposite scenario happens with this cast.
I mean, really, it's and this is one of my Tina is she has the ability to play this game, but she doesn't. And she lets Tara run rampant. And it's just if Tina really wanted Kyle to stay, then she should have told Tara, sit there, don't move. Let me handle this. If Tina had ever bothered continuing to maintain her relationship with Ty and Jed, she would have some sway there, and it would be easy to get them on board. If they were more on board, they could all approach Kiefer and they'd be able to make it happen. Now, all that said, I think that would be a bad thing for her to do, because I don't think that Kyle should stay for her game. But... Mm-hmm. I think Tina actually could make it happen. The frustrating thing about Tina is that she doesn't do anything. Instead she's, and she sits there and mm-hmm. I'm just how could anybody with any kind of rational mind sit there and listen to Tara clearly botch this and go, yeah, I'm just going to let this play out.
I'm starting to think that she's just kind of worrying about longevity and just worrying about all right, let me just make it to next week. Where if she really looked at the big picture, she's really in a driver's seat position that she could really take the game if she just spoke to people. She needs to be a lot more hands on, and I don't know. She needs to be more. She needs to take more control when it comes to Tara and make more decisions instead of letting her to drive the boat or something like that. I don't know. But yeah, she needs to tell Tara simmer down. Let me handle this. I'm gonna let you play after.
Yeah. So Tina does talk to Austin. She asks her how close are you to Beth? Austin says, I don't like Beth. I don't trust Beth, but I'm forced to deal with her. And she says I'm still taking a shot at the guys. Tina is trying to fish. Do you trust Beth? Would you tell Beth that you were coming for us? And who are you going after? And Austin, I think, says pretty much all the right things here because it's the truth. It's just straight up the truth. There's no universe where Austin goes after Tina or Tara. I don't know how much Tina believes it, but it was said. So Tina and Tara are going to make a hard pitch, a very hard pitch to Kiefer later into the night in the HOH room that Austin needs to go. And Tara takes the lead, of course, and she pushes hard that Austin needs to go. If Austin leaves, that is what's best for your game, Kiefer. It's what's best for our game. Kyle staying is a good thing for us. We shouldn't just be doing what everyone else wants us to do. We should do what's best for us. And Kiefer says, look, I'd be okay with the idea of Austin leaving if enough people are on board, but I'm not sure that enough people are on board. And Tara's like, well, Vic is definitely on board. She loves this idea. And Kiefer's like, what are you talking about? She was just telling me that she hates this idea. She doesn't want to do it. And Tara's like, no, that's not true. She's totally on board. And it's like, I don't know why Vic thinks that she can say both things. Like, at one point or another, she's going to have to tell people how she really feels.
What was done in the dark will always come to light. And, you know, Victoria just runs around and she just does what she, you know what? You guys said it yesterday. She gives me Zach Rance vibes. And yeah. I actually agree with that. Yeah.
Tara says, look, I don't want you taking Kyle out for Ty and Jed. I don't want you to be doing it for them. And Kira's like, well, but yeah, that's why I'm doing it. But it's not better for, it's not better for us. It's not better for you. It's not better for your game. Kyle is better for your game. And he's like, are we in the same game here, Tara? No, he's not. I don't like him. I don't want him here. I want him gone. And again, Tara has taken Kiefer, who was like, I could go either way. She's taken him from there to, no, screw Kyle. I don't want him here. Get him out of here. She's very effective at campaigning for Kyle to go just by trying to campaign for him to stay.
Yeah, it's like I said earlier, it's reverse. It's almost like reverse psychology, but like you're playing yourself at the end of the day. This pre-90s thing, I mean, I don't get the power dynamic because you think that Tina is like in charge, but like she doesn't really have any like decision making at all with this. It's really just Tara and Kiefer here.
Yeah. This is not a good conversation, and it's the first like serious tension that we've seen between the pre-90s crew. It's something that I've been talking about all week long now, or not all week long, but at least in the last few days. That Kiefer really seems to have chosen the Sunsetters over the pre-90s as in terms of his long-term plans. And it's showing in this conversation for sure. He is very much shutting Tara down in very strong terms. And not afraid to show that he is annoyed with her and that she needs to stop talking. And that this is like causing damage between them in their relationship. And Tara's just going to straight up leave. Tina's just like, I'm sorry about that. She's on slop. Like we got some stuff going on.
Is it me? Like, I feel like I'm bad luck because last time I came on here was when David kind of blew up everything for Tyler. So like now you kind of have this for Tara and Tina. Like, am I bad luck? I don't know.
Look, in this house, it's every day. Every day someone's doing something wrong. Yeah. Tara does talk a little bit more with Kiefer alone, and she kind of apologizes, and she's kind of like she also kind of talks about like nobody likes me. Everybody likes Tina. Nobody likes me. And Kiefer's like, that's not, I mean, yeah, like people like Tina, but you know, like, no, sure. I mean, nobody would put Tina up, but he can't even, he doesn't even have like the ability to be like, you're just as likable as Tina.
It's a Canadian charm. You can't lie. You got to be straight up with everybody. You know, you got to sprinkle a little bit of finesse on there.
Yeah. Finally, I think one of the only other things really to talk about from last night, not that it's going to matter much in the long term, considering what's going to happen on Thursday, but Kyle and Austin, they made some headlines last night with some canoodling. Some hand canoodling. They were holding hands. Holding hands, yeah, in bed.
it seems that Kyle finally got in. I don't know. Maybe Austin's starting to get into Kyle, because I remember early on, like, he was trying to flirt with her like a lot, and she was like, no. But it seems like he's starting to grow on her. So, I mean, it's unfortunate that it happened on the week that one of those two are going to leave. But I mean, that could have been a potential showmance for the season.
Yeah, they're playing. You know how people play footsie? They were playing handsy. That's what was going on. That's the thing. It's Austin takes it very slow, I think. I don't think that Kyle does, but he's patient. He's being patient, and holding hands. Which is perfectly fine. You know what? And I've seen a lot of judgment. I've seen judgment for oh, they're holding hands. I've seen judgment for like, oh, this is a true relationship, not like that disgusting throuple. Like, whoa, like everyone can go at whatever pace they want to go. Let's calm down, guys.
This is the Big Brother fandom is so toxic. I love y'all toxic. Like, I let these people be, let them do what they want. If they want a throuple, let them be a throuple. If they want to have a showmance holding hands, let them do what they want. You know, it's their time, let them enjoy it. So
yeah, it's a judgment free zone, unless it's Tara, because geez. Okay, so that's what we have for you guys. Anything else that you wanted to bring up, Isaiah?
No, I think we hit everything that's important. I'm honestly, this is my first time watching Big Brother Canada, and I feel like I've almost been like reborn as a Big Brother fan, because I haven't had this type of entertainment in a long time. So I'm having fun with it.
There you go. Well, tune in tonight, guys, because after the episode tonight, I will be joined by Asia and the Poutine Poppy himself, Anthony Douglas. I love how many nicknames Anthony has, because I can use a different one every time. He'll be able to tell us whether Kiefer being loyal to the soil is a good thing. I think we'll have us who's a lion, who's not a lion. Lots of fun stuff here for Anthony to talk about tonight in the episode recap after the episode airs. I will, of course, be live tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother Canada 9 live feeds. Tina did allude to, like, well, let's talk tomorrow. There should be more flip talk today. And perhaps if Tara stops and maybe Kyle actually starts doing something and campaigning, maybe if Kyle talks to Ty and Jed and does the whole like bros thing, right? Like, hey, Pretty Boys 2.0, remember that? Then maybe Ty and Jed can go back to Kiefer and be like, you know what, maybe we can keep Kyle. But it seems like Tara has done a lot of damage to this. It seems unlikely that anything can change. But it's not impossible still. And from what I've gathered from this morning, Kyle has been made aware that there were rumblings of a flip and that he does potentially have a chance, which hopefully lights a fire under him. But we'll have to wait and see about that. So I would say unlikely, but possible. And we'll talk about it all tomorrow morning. Tomorrow night, we'll have the eviction recap. Lots of fun stuff heading your way. You can also find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. We played some Fall Guys yesterday, got some crowns. It was fun. We talked about a flip. It was a great time. Grand old time. Played with Puya. It was great. So check it out. Isaiah, where can people find you?
Real quick, check out Taren's streams. They're so fun to watch.
Oh, thank you.
You can find me at Twitter at 8BallBangers, literally the number 8 and then BallBangers. I have my own podcasting channel, so you can search on YouTube Silent Podcast. We talk about a lot of different reality shows and anime and animation, so you can check us out there. On Friday, I'm going to be joining my people, Sarah, Gonjo, Jeanette, and Cheyenne, and we will be talking about Big Brother Canada over there as well. So if you want to find another place to listen to reality TV talks, check us out there.
All right. What's the best anime airing right now?
right now, well, I'm loving Dr. Stone. I love Dr. Stone right now. But I also rewatched a lot of OGs. Terry, you don't want to get this conversation with me. It was going to last a long time.
Hey, I'm down. I can do anime. I'm a big fan, actually. Not of like all anime. Like, I'm not like deep into it, but like the good stuff, I'm super into. Give me some Death Note, some Code Geass.
We just talked about Death Note. You know what? We're going to talk.
All right. That's where we have for you guys. Thank you so much for joining us. I'll see you next time.